Elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah. Estağfurullah, estağfurullah, estağfurullah. El-Azim, el-Lezî, la ilahe illâhu, el-Hayyul Kayyum. Ve etûb ileyh. Vesselâv tevbete vel mağfirete vel hidayete innehu ettevvâberrahîm. Ve afu anna ya kerîm, ve afu anna ya kerîm, ve afu anna ya kerîm. Ve affilana bi fadlike ya rahman ya rahîm. Ya melikû, ya kuddusû, ya hafızı, ya Allah. El evveli Allah, el ahire Allah, el zahire Allah, el batine Allah. Hayrihi ve şerrihi minallahu teâlâ. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah. Ve eşhedü enne Muhammeden abdûhu ve resûlû. Esselâtu ve selâmu aleyke ya Resûlallah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Seyyidin Evveline ve Akilin. İşverene ya Şefiyel Müslidin. Bir rahmetike ya Rahman Rahim. Kalallahu Teala Fî Kitâb-ı Kerîm. Euzü billahi mineşşeytanirracîm. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Kul hel yestevillezî يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب. In this verse, Allah Ta'ala reminds us that seeking knowledge is one of the most important responsibilities of His supreme creation. He says, those who know and those who don't, are they alike? And he continues, only the man of understanding will pay attention. And the Prophet ﷺ said, a moment of reflection to seek the truth, to seek knowledge, is better than a night-long worship. He also said that to seek knowledge, go and seek knowledge, even if it is in China. And when he said that it used to take months, if not years, to go to China, in order to emphasize the importance of seeking the truth, in order to emphasize the importance of truth, he also said, those who go out to search for knowledge are on the path of God until they return. Knowledge differentiates, helps us to differentiate what is right from wrong. Knowledge helps us to discover the truth. And the truth is one of the most beautiful names of Allah Ta'ala, El-Haq. Through knowledge, we come closer to the truth, which means is that whose denial is impossible, is that which does not need any proof, that is El-Haq. And His truth, which we need to discover in this life, does not change from time to time. His truth does not change from place to place. His truth does not change from people to people, from ethical groups to ethical groups. That's why covering the truth, lying, is one of the greatest sins in our world. One could be a sinning Muslim, but lying is not acceptable at all. Rasulullah ﷺ said that Allah Ta'ala created humanity in multitude of dispositions, but lying is not one. Faithful is the one who seeks knowledge to discover the truth. Kafir, küfür, is the one who covers the truth so that others don't see. Faithful and kafir cannot be friends. We are obliged to seek, that is, we are obliged as faithful to seek knowledge to discover the beautiful qualities of Allah. And this is really the purpose of our existence. And we learn this. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu teaches us when he interprets the verse that Allah Ta'ala said in our book, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّةِ وَالْإِنْسَى إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. He said, Allah Ta'ala meant when he said لِيَعْبُدُونَ, actually لِيَعْرِفُونَ, that is, the purpose of creation is to know our Lord. Because we cannot serve a God if we don't know Him. Seeking knowledge to know our Lord, to know His beautiful qualities, is the reason why we are here. Hazrat Imam Ali, Keramallahu Vajhahu, said, the most useful of all knowledges is the knowledge of oneself. And Rasulullah said, those who know himself knows his Lord. That is, by discovering the truth about our Lord, we will be able to come closer to Him and fulfill our purpose. We are created as the macrocosm of the microcosm. All and everything that is happening out there, there is a reflection of it in us. We contain all and everything, all the universes that are contained in us. Anything that is happening around us, we can find a reflection of it in us. That's why it is important to know oneself, to know the qualities of oneself that brings us closer to Allah Ta'ala. Which qualities that we have that brings us closer to Allah Ta'ala? These are the qualities like wisdom, compassion, forgiveness, generosity. With these qualities, we come closer to Him. Also, by interacting with the external world, we should also learn the qualities that separate us from our Lord. Like arrogance, hypocrisy, vengeance, envy, excessive love of this world, anger. This life is providing us ample opportunities so that we, by seeking knowledge about ourselves, learn the creation, and through that creation we learn the qualities that brings us closer to Him, learn the qualities that don't belong to Him. There's a great mistake. I mean, when you look at all the craziness happening around us, when you look at the tyranny, poverty, injustice, when you look at all these things, it's extremely difficult to understand. How are we going to extract meaning out of all these events around us? How is it going to help us individuals to learn our own qualities? And that will help us to learn, to know about our Lord, which is the purpose of this one. I think this is the fundamental question we need to understand. This is the mystery of this life. This world, this life is a school. The moment we are born, we are enrolled to this school. We have to take classes to learn the story of our Creator. We have to take classes to learn His divine wisdom, His divine justice, His divine qualities, His divine actions, His science, His divine medicine. This is cool. This life is going to teach us by introducing opportunities with all these events that are happening around us. We have to learn how to read those events so that we can reflect the consequences of these events into us, finding ourselves the qualities that will bring us closer to Him, also separate us from Him. See, we cannot see ourselves, even the physical self, without a mirror. And they say that to be able to see any fold in our physical beings, they say that on the average, a human being, men, women, don't matter, we look at a mirror on the average 30 times a day. We need them. Without a mirror, we cannot see ourselves. If you don't know yourself, there's no way you can find your Lord. And who are you going to worship if you don't know your Lord? Who are you going to serve if you don't know who is it that you're serving? We need a mirror. This life, all these events around us, is providing a great opportunity for us so that we learn about ourselves. When we look at all these events around us, we have to take lessons. We have to take lessons from all these experiences. Isn't it true? Isn't it true that we feel more compassionate to the victims? We support victims when we are tyrannized ourselves. Isn't it true that we understand their situations when we are victimized ourselves? Isn't it true that we understand the value of truthfulness only when we are accused falsely? Isn't it true that we understand the value of truth when we see somebody's lying to hurt us? Isn't it true that we understand the value of unity when we are divided into millions like a broken mirror? Why are all these things happening around? Why there is poverty, injustice? Why all these things are happening around us? Because we don't see. These are the classes, these are the lessons, these are the lectures that we have to listen, understand, and pass. Without taking lessons, without understanding our own inner qualities, there's no way we can pass these things. So all the disturbing events around us should really help us to at least chase the darkness off arrogance with a lack of intelligence and modesty. We should look, when we look at all these things around us, we should be able to chase the darkness of greed and unbounded ambition with the light of God consciousness. At least we should be able to chase the darkness of hatred, vengeance that is happening around us with no reason, with the light of compassion and forgiveness. Because this is the way of Allah Ta'ala. Because this is what he says, because this is what he orders. It's not an advice, it's an order. He says that the good deed and bad deed are not alike. Repel the evil deed with that which is better. Then, lo, he between whom and you there was enmity will become as a devoted friend. This is the way. To be able to repel the evil, you have to recognize the evil. To be able to recognize the evil, you have to attend these classes. But if you go to classroom and if you sleep, you don't take any lesson. Once you identify the evil, once you pass that class, then you can repel it. Because then you can recognize it. When you recognize it, repel it. Repel it with something that is opposite to it. You cannot extinguish fire with fire. Do something good to repel the evil. That is the advice of Allah Ta'ala for us in situations like this. Every moment in this life, every difficulty in this life, every difficulty that we are going to experience is an opportunity. It's an opportunity that will bring us closer to Allah Ta'ala if we can open our eyes and hearts to see His divine quality, to recognize the evil, and take our sides towards doing, executing, conducting ourselves with His beautiful quality. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, O the Most Merciful, Most Merciful. love to forgive us.
Amen.
When you tested us with little difficulties, with little hunger, with little deprivation, and see us impatient, do not increase your trials upon us, as you have promised us. Do not burden us with more than what we can forgive. Decorate us with the beautiful qualities of the one who you have created as the mercy upon the universe. Unify us as one nation. Unify us as one whom. Help us to hold the robe of Islam. Help us to feel the ache of a finger in the spine. Amen, amen. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد المقتل في الملاوان وتعاقب العصاران وكبر المقيدان واستقبل الفرقان وبلك وهاق وارواح اهل بيته من التحية والسلام وبارك وسلم عليه كثيرا كثيرا كثيرا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الانبياء والمرسلين والاولياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكتك والمقربين وعلى اهل طاعتك اجمعين من اهل السماوات واهل الارضين ورضوان الله تعالى على ال رسول الله واصحابه اجمعين امين امين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. Eşhedü en la ilahe illallah, eşhedü en la